Okay, so today we're going deep on something I know a lot of you deal with at some point in your careers. Drug testing at work. Specifically in California, we're looking at California's workplace drug testing laws. What employers can and can't do to kind of see what the rules of the road are here.
Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic, and California has some very specific laws about it.
So you would think, maybe it's straightforward,
You'd think so.
like they can or they can't, but California's a little bit more than that. So first of all, like at the very beginning, when you're hiring somebody, can a California employer even ask for a drug test?
Yeah, they actually can. So pre-employment drug testing is allowed in California.
Okay.
So that means an employer can actually make a job offer conditional
Got it.
on passing a drug test. And this is really common in jobs where safety is a big concern. So, things like transportation,
Right. Like a
construction.
bus driver or someone operating heavy machinery. You
Absolutely.
probably don't want them.
You want to be sure.
High,
Yeah.
for sure.
Makes sense. But so that's interesting to me. So they can ask you for a drug test before they hire you,
Right.
but then once you're in, are they allowed to just like spring it on you?
Well, that's where things get a little tricky.
Okay.
So generally speaking, California law prohibits random drug testing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So while pre-employment testing is, part of that hiring process,
It's like part of the deal.
exactly, they're considering you. Random drug tests are seen as much more intrusive.
Interesting.
Yeah, they can kind of create this atmosphere of suspicion in the workplace, and there's a concern that they could be used unfairly, maybe to target certain employees or things like that. So there are very strict limitations.
So no, like Tuesday afternoon, surprise, we're all
Yeah, generally,
getting taken a drug test.
not unless there are very specific circumstances. Unless, what would those be?
So one of the big exceptions is if federal law requires it.
Oh, cool.
So for example, federally regulated industries
Right.
like transportation or industries that handle controlled substances,
Right.
they might have to comply with federal regulations that require random testing.
So it trumps the
Exactly.
they think,
Federal
well,
law
I
would
just
trump
know.
state law in that case. And you can imagine how this
Royal.
gets really complicated for businesses
Oh, absolutely.
that operate in multiple states.
With different laws, yeah.
Exactly.
So, okay, now let's talk about the elephant in the room when it comes to California,
Yes,
marijuana.
the big one.
Because it's legal recreationally here now. Does that mean I can, light up a joint at my desk?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
So even though recreational marijuana is legal in California, employers can still prohibit
Got it.
marijuana use at work.
Okay.
And they're also not required to accommodate on-the-job use or impairment,
Okay.
even if an employee has a medical marijuana card.
Yeah.
So, it's still treated a lot like alcohol in that sense.
So you can do it
You can do it
on your own time, but you can't
for at work.
rip impaired.
Exactly.
Okay, so it seems like employers in California have to really walk this tightrope
It's a delicate balance.
between the state laws, the federal regulations, and then, this whole new world of marijuana legalization.
Absolutely. And, they really need to stay informed.
Right.
They need to have very clear policies in
And
place.
think about what makes sense
What works for their specific workplace?
for their industry and for their employees.
Exactly.
So basically, California employers got to do their homework.
They definitely do.
So to recap, pre-employment drug testing,
Allowed.
random drug testing,
Generally not allowed.
unless it's federally mandated,
Correct.
and
Marijuana.
a whole other ballgame. Whole other ballgame. So for those of you listening in California, do you think these laws are good? Do they strike the right balance? Because it really seems like employers have a lot to juggle to make sure they're being fair and safe. And, because you think, what about companies that are in multiple states? Like, how do they handle these different laws all over the place? Lots to think about. And that's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.